This is Kathy Forster reporting from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California. I'm talking with a good friend of ours and a great artist, Dan Weber. Dan, thanks for coming to Far West this year. I know you have a showcase tonight.
9 o'clock. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So what kind of songs are we going to hear you doing?
Well, that depends. I have to decide which ones I'm going to do first. But I think I'm going to do my Woody, my tribute to Woody Guthrie. And I think I'm going to do I Deal With Crazy All Day, because it just feels like that kind of...
It's a crazy place.
It's Saturday night, too. You know, you just gotta bring the crazy a little
bit. Yeah, you got to bring the crazy. Well, if anybody can bring the crazy, you can. So.
that might be true. You might know me too well.
And you've already had a casualty on the trip so far. You lost your headband.
I lost my my hat band on my cowboy hat, which is... you know, when you never think about these things. You don't think about having a spare, like, hat band for your cowboy hat. But when you're in downtown Oakland, California, there's a real dearth of Western wear stores.
It's
troublesome. We're not in Bakersfield anymore.
If you wanted something, like, for a computer, there was, like, a hat band for a computer, you could probably find that.
Or, like, 700 different variations of, like, Thai food. Like that you could get.
Yeah, because we're really right by Chinatown here.
Yeah, but no luck there. So
I'm sorry about your hat.
It's the secret source of my power.
I know. Yeah,
it'll be fine.
That's what I've been told. So hopefully you'll be able to channel it from somewhere else. Tonight.
Somewhere else, yeah.
Yes. So tell us about your new CD. It's been out a while now.
Yeah, I put it out in. It's called What I'm Looking For. It was released in March. I think it got to number 4 or 6 on the folk DJ charts. My song for Woody Guthrie, Oh Woody, was number 2 in the charts. That was great. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of good reviews and a lot of airplay. And, I mean, that's you just want to be heard. So
right, yeah.
That's pretty great. It's got great banjo player Tony Furtado on it. And cast of thousands. So
you recorded it up in Washington?
In Portland, Oregon.
Portland, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you live in Portland?
I live in Vancouver, Washington.
That's why I'm confused.
It's Vancouver, Washington is literally 5 minutes north of Portland, Oregon.
It's like Kansas City.
Exactly. Yeah, of course. Yeah, y'all understand that. It's just a river. That's the only, and for some reason we're right at the edge of the state. So.
Mm-hmm. So you know how you got chosen to do the showcase? Did you pay extra money to anybody under the table?
Well, see, I thought I paid you extra money under the table. I thought that's how this works.
That wasn't me. I didn't get it.
You submit video of you performing, and it's a juried showcase, so they have a jury of folks who watch your video and decide if you're the kind of talent or artist or whichever that they would want to present as an official showcase. And they do actually send you a feedback form. Where you get the ratings from your showcase from your videos, and you get some little pointers on what they liked, what they didn't like. But this is at least the third or fourth year in a row I've submitted to it. So
it takes a while.
Yeah, and I think some of it too is if you keep submitting, the jury probably changes a little bit every year or some. But
they just get tired of hearing from you, and
that maybe that's it. And I think there's also something to be said for sticking with it, and and sort of because I've gotten around the country more, and I've been in more things, and I've played in more places, and your name sort of surfaces a little easier.
And you've
somehow
gotten some awards too. So.
Yeah. I've lost most major contests in the country, so that's it's my
you've
claim.
You've come in second in a lot of places,
and I'm an award losing songwriter. I think that's probably a submerging artist.
I like that term, submerging. Yeah, I always say I'm on the upper echelons of mediocrity. So that's sort of the same kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm submerging. I'm sort of. It's hard to say. It's folk is such a great community, and at the same time, there also feels like there's like maybe it's just my time at the moment for whatever reason when you submit to these things and. As I've had official showcases at several other conferences now, and those are things that 5 years ago I didn't think I could ever get in, and so that's great. It'll be really fun for my 20-minute showcase.
Yeah, you were talking last night that there's a guy that you looked up to, and that's who you wanted to kind of get his success, and now he's not even in music, and you've surpassed what he's done. So
yeah, and I I was talking to someone the other day. The first time I came to Far West was 2011, and this gal had a showcase, and I saw her showcase, and she totally blew me away, and I thought it was great, and I got to chat with her a little bit yesterday, and so I kind of that set the bar pretty high for me, so I need to practice tonight.
Yeah, you'll be great. So what are you got planned after this? Any new music coming out, or...?
You know, I'm in that great period sort of where the record has been out for, you know, when you start making the record, it feels like you've had these songs for 3 years. Now you start making the record, and that sort of consumes your time. And then once the record was out, then it was like touring and promoting the record and doing all that. And so I feel like I haven't written a lot. So now I'm in this great sort of gray area where you've got all these new songs that that people really haven't heard. Plus your older songs that you haven't really played in a while because you weren't playing them while you were making the new record. And now you're in this great spot where you can just sit down and write stuff.
Right.
So I've written a handful of new songs, and I'm just sort of excited about opening myself to whatever musical direction comes next. Because I kind of feel like you have to keep growing as an artist, and I feel like there's something else I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a banjo. Or
Mandolin.
I do have a mandolin, and I can play it a little bit. But whatever that is, I feel like I should be exploring some other musical direction just to see what that how that changes my songwriting. And
I'm performing now a lot more than I used to, and I'm thinking about like maybe grabbing my ukulele and taking it with me and playing a couple of songs on the uke or something, and just to mix it up a little bit so it doesn't get stale to me, you know.
Yeah, or even for me, like I was thinking like a project, because I think projects are so interesting when people do, they'll do a record of all songs by so-and-so, or all songs that are inspired by like a topic, or someone will really get into the Civil War, or they'll get into the sinking of some ship, whatever the thing is, and I may be taking on something like that and having...
That's a really good idea, yeah.
Yeah, like, because folk is so interesting, it's a big tent, and I think there's ideas out there where you could say, wow, you could write a bunch of songs about these people, like the founders of it. Like you could find a small town and write songs about all the people who were the founders of the town or something. Or just, I wrote a song about my neighborhood recently, and it's all about the little shops and the strip malls and the gas station and the Pioneer Cemetery and the kids who hang out behind the church smoking cigarettes. And like you could take your lens maybe and focus it on maybe aspects of your life or maybe aspects of the community and maybe write something that has a theme to it. And I don't know. I don't know what that is yet. It's still sort of congealing in my head.
Yeah. But it's a very good idea.
Maybe that will never happen. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure whatever you do, it's going to be interesting and it's going to be great. So thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with me. And
thank you.
We're looking forward to the showcase tonight. And
me too.
Looking forward to hearing more music on station from Dan Weber.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. This is Kathy Forrester reporting from Far West Conference in Oakland, California.